Wow!
Woo! Hold on to that, and that's a good one.
Since 1984.
Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
For the last few programs, you've had the opportunity to listen to topwater fishing expert Charlie Campbell. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. Today, Charlie will talk about the correct equipment to use for topwater lures. But first, this message. Here's a crazy idea: selling art on the radio. But if anyone can do it, Chris Armstrong can. For over 30 years, you've enjoyed his paintings and drawings in Bassmaster and Bass Times magazines. And now, Chris Armstrong's art can be yours. I'm proud to say that I own Chris Armstrong's paintings, and you will be too when you see that lifelike trophy largemouth or monster smallmouth framed on your wall. Take a look at some of the beautiful art today. Just go to www.smackwaterstudio.com. Hey, and be sure to tell Chris Sammy sent you. Over the last few days, we've heard Charlie Campbell talk about how and where to fish the topwater bait, the Zara Spook. But I had to know what Charlie felt about his fishing rod in working these lures.
Topwater rods, you got to have a good rod. Now, the rods I use are really a little bit too quick. I use boron and graphite. Used to really make one work real good, the more limber fiberglass rods were much better to work the Zara Spook than the ones we have today. The only difference is when you get a strike today, the boron and graphite rods will hang the fish a little bit quicker and a little bit better maybe.
Yeah.
But you cannot work the plug near as well with the rods, with our new rods, as I used to my old glass rods.
What, a 5.5 or 6 foot rod?
I used 5.5 most of the time, and just a good action fiberglass rod, because you want the lure to be able to swing a little bit more. See, if the rod's too quick, like graphite and boron is, it'll jerk it. It'll jerk the line too quick, and you can't get a good action out of your plug. You don't give it time to move, and so a rod makes a lot of difference. So really, the fiberglass is better for topwater than our new boron and graphite.
About a medium action, would you say, normally?
Well, yeah, medium or light action in the glass. I use a light action in boron or graphite, though.
Do you?
Use the light action in that, and for about all the topwaters that I use.
I'll be back with more after this. I hope something that Charlie Campbell has said this week helps add more enjoyment to your fishing trips. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers,
and by Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
Follow Tight Lines on Twitter at www.twitter.com/tightlinesradio.